In our lives, looking at current circumstances, we do draw hasty conclusions. We dwell and focus on the challenges that we are in and easily forget about God. Because we are prone to weakness and short-sightedness, we lose the bigger picture. We lose our confidence and hope and wallow in confusion and distress. In biblical times, we see it time and again. People who professed faith in God, sometimes, become helpless one way or the other. Have you forgotten about Elijah? The prophet of God had to flee because of Jezebel. Although he performed miracles and slain the prophets of Baal and Asherah, the prophet who defeated the gods of Canaan and slain about 750 prophets could not stand when Jezebel threatened him. This goes to show that even those who belong to God do go through a state of shock and fear. I do not know what life has thrown at you. Yes, I do not know what you might be experiencing at the moment. But, this one thing I know, there is a God who sees. Have you been going through challenges that you do assume God cannot see them? Those who are facing difficulty wonder if God's eyes reach where they are. They question God and subject Him to scrutiny. In the first book of the biblical text, Hagar had a challenging relationship with Sarah. Hagar's mistress mistreated her. Due to this, Hagar fled from their home. On her way, Hagar met the angel of the Lord. Hagar assumed that she had no one to speak with and share her challenges with. She was going out with confusion. She thought she was all alone. Abraham couldn't do anything for her. Sarah was frustrated with her and became jealous in the end. Everything surrounding Hagar was against her. She thought the only remedy she had was to flee from the home of Abraham and Sarah. Nonetheless, when Hagar was running away, the angel of the Lord showed himself to her. When they met, the angel said, "I will greatly multiply your offspring, so that they cannot be counted for their abundance," Genesis 16:10. Although she had been subjected to humiliation and maltreatment, there was someone who shares her sorrows, sentiments and empathized with her. She was given these comforting words from the Lord Himself. This reassurance brought reaffirmation to Hagar that she was not alone anymore. To this end, when the angel said she should return to Abraham and Sarah, she did not hesitate. As aforementioned, she ran because she had lost all hope and had exhausted all means, but now there was hope for her again. It is written, "She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, 'You are the God who sees me,' for she said, 'I have now seen the one who sees me,'" 16:13. In her precarious moment, Hagar saw the one she needed the most and her faith and assurance were rekindled. It's my prayer that the Lord who met Hagar in her challenging times also meet you. We all need to meet the Lord for ourselves. If we need to meet Him for ourselves at all times, how much more when we are in difficulty? The most important thing to possess in challenging times is assurance. Meeting God in difficulty restores assurance even if it was lost. Hagar had previously lost it, but after her encounter with God, she found it. May the Lord visit us today for His glory. Amen. Michael Yah Tano. TanoMichael65@gmail.com. You can also listen to this and similar posts on these podcasting apps: Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Public Radio, and Spotify.